morning and welcome to the second last episode of Ours to Protect, episode 51. This week on the programme I'm joined by Áine May Hughes, Sustainability Coordinator with Native Events, about their guide to plastic-free festivals. If you want to get a comment on the programme, you can do our text and WhatsApp line at 086-3833-553. You can phone reception on 091-77-0077. Email ourstoprotect@goaibayfm.ie. You can find more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Imán on ourstoprotect.ie. We can take the ecological footprint calculator. There's also a survey which you can win money on. All this and a lot more coming up on Ours to Protect. Good morning, you're listening to Ours Protector John Morley, and I'm joined in studio now by Áine May Hughes, who is the Sustainability Coordinator with Native Events. Áine, good morning, and you had a great launch there around Earth Day on April the 22nd. Talk to us about the guide you have produced for festival organisers.
Yes, hello, good morning, thank you so much for having me. Delighted to be on here to speak about the work that we're doing at the moment. We have produced a guide to plastic-free festivals and events, and it is very much directed at the event organiser and the festival promoters out there. A guide that outlines how we can go about eliminating, phasing out, reducing and finding alternatives to single-use plastic.
And this is a big collaboration between the department and the regional waste management planning offices as well. So it gives a good steady guide for all festival organisers heading into a very busy weekend.
Very much so, yeah. So the regional waste management planning offices have been collaborating with us on this project for about over a year and a half, and they are responsible, I suppose, for the implementation, the delivery of the National Waste Management Plan for a Circular Economy. So it's been delightful to work with them. They've been incredibly open to understanding the events industry, which in itself is quite complex, and getting into the importance, I suppose, of eliminating single-use plastic in this kind of industry. Yeah, so it's been incredible.
And how have the changes been over the past few years? Because I know that a lot of festivals have already been very much the fore on this, but are we getting there in terms of moving to total plastic-free festivals and events?
Well, we definitely have to. I know that much. And you know what? It's interesting because this project actually arose after COVID, because during the COVID-19 pandemic, we obviously saw a huge surge in single-use plastic. So they were looking at this post-pandemic world and they created this report. And off the back of that report, they said, we need to build a project and we need to go deeper and understand how we can do this. So as part of the research ahead of creating this guide, we did 4 pilots with reusable cups at different types of events in Ireland to see, as you say, how events are getting on, how they can do this, what are the operations, costs, and all of the little things that are involved in eliminating even just one type of single-use plastic in this situation, which was a single-use plastic cup. So generally in the events industry, people are very much, it depends on the ethos of the event and the priorities of that event and the budget and kind of, it's deeply ingrained with the festival organizer themselves. I talk about festival organizers like the mayor of their town. Festivals are like microcosms of our society. When you think of a festival that's built in a field, if anyone's been to it, temporary infrastructure that people put up. So the festival organizer has a lot of control here, but we do have a responsibility. We do have the Single-Use Plastics Directive. So on the one hand, while we're, I suppose, from the ground up trying to get people to make decisions around eliminating single-use plastic, we also very much have legislation coming that means we have to get rid of it. So let's kind of work together, get ahead of that and get people going.
So if we take it very simply, in terms of things like the beer gardens and the single-use plastic cups, what alternatives do festivals use in terms of serving?
Yep. So a reusable hard plastic cup is actually a much better option than a single-use plastic cup just after 3 uses. And the most important thing about reuse is reuse, without sounding really silly. It's like, if you have a reusable cup and it ends up back in the waste stream, that is not good. In terms of carbon emissions, in terms of plastic waste and pollution, it's really, really bad. And sometimes when I'm speaking to festival organizers and generally, you know, people who are interested in this subject, they're like, but you know, don't you have to transport reusable cups and wash reusable cups and do all of these things? But what they don't realize is with a single-use plastic cup, you actually have to create it every single time, transport it every single time, and then actually process it. And we all know that in Ireland, when it comes to single-use plastics, we separate them here, but they're exported, often incinerated, often landfilled, depending on where they go. So the reuse is definitely the better option in terms of carbon, in terms of materials.
And in terms of other things that festival organizers and event organizers can do, in terms of, let's say, cutlery for different food outlets?
Yeah, exactly. So we are at a point where there's a lot of compostable serveware on the scene. And when it comes to cutlery, serveware and things like that, one of the things that's really helpful in this guide is it's kind of listing out the common things that you'll see at events, the reductions that you can make, and then the alternatives that are available. And with alternatives, we're not 100% there yet for all of those different materials. We don't necessarily have the perfect alternative. And I like to kind of say the most sustainable thing today is not necessarily the most sustainable thing tomorrow. So when it comes to cutlery, for example, there's a lot of bioplastics and hard plastics. And to be honest, they are no good. The composting facilities do not want to accept them. So we'd be recommending more so the wooden cutlery, because that can actually break down in the facilities that we have in Ireland. When it comes to compostable serveware, on the other hand, we are starting to see companies like To-Go Cup and Vital, who are on the scene, and they're kind of bringing in the reusable serveware, which is a fantastic option. But at scale at a festival, we're not quite there yet. So we're still using the compostable serveware. And it is a very complicated thing, because a lot of the time there's all these different types of compostable servewares that have different linings that could be PLA. They maybe are not accepted by these composting facilities. So it's really important that as we go through year on year at festivals, that there are people in these different organizations, whether or not they're dedicated to sustainability within it, that they're looking at it and they're saying, what's best this year? The most sustainable thing today is not necessarily the most sustainable thing next year. Things are moving, things are innovating.
And in terms of how festivals and events manage their waste, sectioning it out, important?
Very much so, yeah. Like, how we would approach it at Native Events is we like to look at what is actually being produced. So a lot of the time you might go to a festival site and you might have your general waste, your compost, your recycling, who knows, people might even be separating out more materials. But the really important thing for a festival organizer is to say, what are we actually producing on the site, and to match what we're producing on the site with the bins that we have in place. Oftentimes, I think from an attendee perspective, you can get a bit frustrated and you can kind of say, I have this thing and I really don't know where it goes. And oftentimes it's because that match hasn't been created between what are the stuff that's actually coming out of our festival site that needs to go back into the waste streams, and how do we make sure that's organized properly.
Talk to us more about the work you actually do in Native Events with different sectors.
Yeah, so Native Events are a consultancy for the creative and cultural sector. So I think pre-COVID, we were very much festival focused and events focused. We have produced Body and Soul for a number of years. We produce another festival called Fuinnimh in Louth, which is a small independent show. And during COVID, we've always kind of been involved, I suppose, in sustainability at all of the festivals we run. And the director and the CEO of the festival have very much been pioneering this in Ireland for years. But during COVID, we very much kind of, as everyone did, stopped and had to think about what we were doing. And the festival industry was closed. And we realized that a lot of the work that we do in the festival industry is very transferable to the wider cultural sector. So we started working with various different arts organizations, theater companies. We've even worked with some museums around their sustainability strategies and policies. So it's been a really amazing time, and seeing that kind of cross-pollination of all that different work and how it can connect to each other is really cool.
And I think important as well, because temporary events like that, if not managed correctly, could be a huge carbon problem.
Yes. And people often talk about carbon, and it is this thing that's kind of like hard to, it's not very tangible. I think when we talk about festivals, a lot of people will look at the waste that's produced on site, and what they can't see is everything else. And as you say, the carbon footprint that's involved with that. So we've got our three scopes of carbon. We've got our direct emission, scope one, which is the burning of the fossil fuels, which for a festival you might associate with like a generator. You've got your scope two carbon, which then is the purchase electricity that you're getting from the grid potentially. And then scope three is everything else. And when it comes to festival, there's a lot of everything else. You're talking about the attendee travel. You're talking about all of the materials you're bringing to site. So you're thinking stages, toilets, infrastructure, signage, like the list goes on and on. And they do really have a big carbon footprint. And where that carbon footprint can get slashed is with the reuse put in place and having systems for keeping those materials at their highest value in line with that circular economy principle. Yeah.
And what I like about your guide is it gives you the how, but it also gives you the why.
Why, very much so. You know, like I think 9% of plastic produced globally has been recycled. That's it, 9%. It's such a small amount. Single-use plastics are horrific. We all know this. They very much have been found in food, water, our bodies, and we need to find ways to eliminate them. I know that there's very much the return system in place at the moment, and it's kind of interesting, I suppose, what they're trying to do from a recycling perspective. But when we talk about recycling, we have to remember when we look at the waste hierarchy, like what is at the top? Recycling is usually third or fourth on the list. We have prevention and reduction up there. Mm-hmm. So these are the really important things that we need to tackle, and we need to get plastic out of our lives, essentially.
How are we doing with that from a festivals and events point of view?
I think, you know, festivals and events, the people who work in festivals and events are very practical. Amazing people. I've always been fascinated from the day that I started working in events with the types of people that run them, that build them, that are involved in from the very top to the very bottom. And they're very resourceful people, because again, when you're building something temporary in a field, like you don't have access to all the normal things that you do in everyday life. So there is a huge amount of reuse from a materials perspective, furniture and signage perspective, but it's kind of about getting really close to all of those operations and systems and getting them real tightened in and making sure that we're doing things as best we can.
Mm. Yeah. Also an onus on people going to festivals. I always think back when I was there myself, the scenes from Electric Picnic and all the tents just left there being bulldozed after the 3 days.
Yeah, it's very much two-pronged. It's like, you need to make sure that the festival itself is putting in the infrastructure for the audience, and also has the ethos behind it to encourage the right behaviors. When people drink alcohol, which most festivals do have, they basically stop knowing how to make decisions. So how do you actually interact with people so that they do make the right decisions? You need to get them at the right time. So you need to get the communications early on, point of sale, when they first arrive on the festival site. But then you also need to make the system and what you want to see happen the easiest and most convenient option available for them. So that is very much a clear, this is what we're about. This is what our campsite is about. Please leave no trace. Here is how to get rid of your waste if you need to get rid of it. Here's what to do with your tent if for any reason it's broken and you can't take it away. There's so many things that the festival organizer has to do. And as you've rightly mentioned, the attendees do have a responsibility as well. And that's really, really important. And something that I like to talk about is, people often say less is more, but I'm actually less is less, and that's okay. Mm. If you can bring less to a festival, you're doing everybody a favor. Yeah. You need to try and bring less stuff with you and try and get organized and prep as much as possible. Yeah.
If people want to get more information on what you do, or indeed get your help in terms of a consultancy capacity for their event or festival, what's the best way of doing that?
Yeah, reach out to us. We have a website, nativeevents.ie. We have an Instagram, which is @nativeevents_. We'd be delighted to speak to any festival or event or anyone in the industry, or honestly anybody who's interested in this as an attendee as well. Please do reach out to us. We work with some of the biggest festivals, and we also work with really small independent community festivals, which is where my heart lies, because they have a huge amount of power for change.
Definitely. Áine May Hughes, the Sustainability Coordinator with Native Events, thank you for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thank you so much.
That's all from this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for our panel discussion to wrap up this environmental series.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.